in a world where shape-shifting hamsters and virginal succubi sit down to lunch with humorous dogs and talking cats, you can picture anything happening, especially when you're watching book trailers. My name is Sheila Clover English, and I own Circle 7 Productions, the leading book trailer producer in the U.S., and owner of the trademark term book trailer. Welcome to Book Trailer Reviews. If you have a video you'd like to call in and talk about, then you should go ahead and give us a call. That number is 646-200-4071. And, you know, when you call in, make sure you talk about your trailer. We're here to talk about trailers and not the books. But, you know, if you're clever enough, you'll fit both of those things in there. We'd love to hear you chat. You know, as usual, we're going to start off with a trailer tip or trick and then review, you know, a few trailers that we think are worth watching and or skipping. I am going to tell you we will eventually be talking about worst book trailers, and that can be a little enlightening, fun, entertaining, however you want to look at that. If you'd like to join us, you can also join us in the chat room, which I just put up as we were talking. And you can let your voice be heard there, so to speak. You can put up any questions, or if you want to put up a link to a trailer you'd like me to take a look at while we're on the air, I'm happy to do that for you. And, yeah, you know, the tip of the day today has to do with having a plan for your book trailer before you start making it. So one of my most favorite analogies when it comes to book trailers has to do with a hammer. Yeah. So your trailer is the hammer. When you're promoting your book, you need your promotional toolkit. Inside that toolkit, you're going to find things like reader profile, timelines, assets, resources, and lots of patience, among other things. Most promotional campaigns are made up of a variety of things. You know, it may be blog tours, maybe book videos, author interviews on television, social networking, attending conventions. Yeah, there are numerous things that authors can do to promote themselves and their books. You know, if there was a single thing you could do to make yourself or your book a bestseller, don't you think everyone who writes a book would be doing that same thing? Here's the sad news. There is no magic bullet. Here's the good news. There are some great tools, and, you know, with some perseverance and patience and strategy, you can still be a bestseller. You know, the best thing that you can do is spend time, you know, to write the best book that you can write. There's nothing that can replace a really good book. You know, the rest of it is educated guesses, luck, strategy, luck. you know, just like you can't build a home with just a hammer, I'm going to go back to the hammer analogy, you can't build a promotional campaign with only a book video. And if anybody's telling you that you can, you know, you really should be questioning that and having them be specific about how they think that's going to happen, that one single tool is going to be better than, you know, than an entire campaign. So, you know, I'd love to say that you can, you know, but we both know if I said that, I'd be lying. You know, a hammer is a very important tool, and it would be difficult to build a home without it, but it isn't going to make the house on its own. You know, you need to know what tools you need, how to use them, you know, and then create a floor plan or, you know, in this case, a marketing and promotions campaign. You have to, you know, to be thoughtful about what you're doing, and, you know, and having just a book video is probably not going to turn your book into a bestseller. Now, before you create a book video, you should ask yourself, what will I do with this once it's created? You know exactly what you're going to do with it. You know, where will it be distributed to? Are there limitations on those sites, perhaps? You know, most videos need to be under 100 MB, so you need to be sure when you make it that the file size is not more than that. You know, does the site have rules about profanity, nudity, partial nudity, sex, or level of sensuality? I mean, yeah, you'd love for the New York Times Online to show your video, but if you put the F-bomb in it, they may not run it. So when you script it, think about that. You need to, you know, give some thought to the end result and then start there. So, and I know all you Stephen Covey fans out there totally are getting that. Now let's talk a little bit about some book videos. There are so many book videos out right now. You can go to YouTube and, just search for the name of the book that we talk about. You can also go to youtube.com/booktrailers. There's over 1,000 book trailers there, so that's a great place to go and search out something good. So the first thing I want to talk about, and this is, if you go to youtube.com/booktrailers, you're going to find the next few that I'm going to talk about. First up is called Tactical Deception by J.L. Saint. The group who worked on this video did a photo shoot and hired some well-known models from the romance industry to pose for certain pictures. So, this is, a pretty custom video. It's very basic, but you get a sense of what it's about. The overall storyline and the pacing is good. Now, J.L. Saint is also Jennifer St. Giles, who I think is an amazing writer and who, has hit the USA Today bestsellers list, so good for her. And if you like military thriller romance, check this one out. Next up is called Naked as We Came by Amberly Nguyen. This is an author-created video, and it's YA/sci-fi. And, you can see, if you take a look at it, you can see there's kind of some formatting issues. And that's one thing to be aware of if you're making your own. You really need to know how to do that last part where you're formatting the video. You can make a fantastic video, but if there are formatting issues and it gets distorted, or you have some other issues when it's distributed, that's not really helping your cause at all. Now beyond that, it's basic. It's a basic video, and you get a good idea of the story. It runs a little long, but not long enough that you wish it were already over. So, you can check out Naked as We Came and get an idea of, what authors are doing for themselves. I think, for this author, I think she did a great job. The next one we're going to talk about is called Cold Case Christianity, and that's from our friends over at David C. Cook, and it's very interesting. You don't have to be a Christian to appreciate the video. If you like those shows where they talk about real life cold cases and stuff like that, I think this is going to pique your interest. The video itself utilizes some B-roll, time lapse, and voiceover. This examines claims to the Old Testament by an LA County homicide detective, which is kind of interesting. This video runs a little bit long, but due to its kind of documentary-like presentation, you don't feel that it's too long. So, there are certain styles of book trailers that lend themselves to a little bit longer presentation. I think you can get away with a longer video when you have something that's a little more documentary style. And if you're not sure what that style is, go on over and check out Cold Case Christianity, and you'll get an idea of what that looks like. Now, one of my favorites this week is a video called The Sin Eater's Daughter by Michelle L. Hinton. The music immediately sets off the feel for the story. I love that. I love it when they get the music right. If you like a good, mystery thriller, this is definitely one to check out. You do hear some VO. VO is voiceover. And you do hear a little bit, just a hint of that throughout the video. It's primarily done with text, and you hear the music and you see the text. There's both stills and footage, so it's a really good and interesting mix. But if nothing else, go over and check out how that very first opening with that music kind of sets the pace of how this is going to feel. I thought that was very well done. Next is called Heat Seeker by Lucy Monroe. This has a really hot guy, so if you're into eye candy, I can recommend you check this out. This is another military thriller romance. The video includes both stills and footage, including some custom footage. So when you see that really hot guy, he was actually hired to to be in a different book trailer. We were supposed to be in a full-length book trailer, and things went a little bit awry, and I'll tell you a little history about that that's kind of interesting. We hired somebody to be in the book trailer, and he'd sent a picture, and he showed up, and he gets out of the car, and you can tell that maybe there was a little photoshopping done. Okay, I'm not going to lie. He starts to take off his shirt for, a really nice gratuitous chest scene, which romance is often known for. And he has, well, three nipples. And definitely some Photoshop going on. This book trailer never saw the light of day. But what we did do is he had done a lot of footage. He had done a lot of stuff with his shirt on. And we had some really great material, even though we weren't going to use it in the book trailer it was originally shot for. So now we have, a lot of footage that we're pulling in as it's appropriate. So you'll get, if you go over and see Heat Seeker, you'll see the guy. He's really super good looking. Just, things get a little interesting when the shirt comes off. What can I say? The last one that I'm going to talk about here is called Chain of Command by Colby Marshall. This also uses both stills and footage. It incorporates some time lapse, and the music is well chosen. I love the idea of the story, and you get that right away as it opens, telling us that both the president and vice president of the United States have been killed, leaving the Speaker of the House as the first female president. And from there, we have a journalist who's investigating the deaths and then becoming the target. You know those thrillers. If you like thrillers, this is definitely one to check out. I thought it was very clever and really enjoyed the book trailer. Now, I will tell you, I enjoyed it kind of because it's my baby. I actually created Chain of Command myself. I started doing some editing and was very happy with this, and so was the author, Colby Marshall. So if you get a chance, please go on over there and check it out and leave a comment for me. And, give me a thumbs up so I feel better about myself and, well, maybe because it's a really great video. So I think now I want to talk for just a minute. We've got like 2.5 minutes left of the show. I want to talk for a minute about terrible book trailers, because let's face it, there are some. But, of course, all of that is subjective. One of my own trailers was chosen as a worst trailer in the Mobey Awards, which was Melville House's self-gratifying awards show they put together so they had a reason for big media to come and hobnob with them. Yeah, that's my own opinion. The Mobeys mysteriously disappeared last year, as I predicted they would. So, that didn't last long. It lasted long enough for them to get whatever PR they wanted out of it. But even though my video was chosen as the worst, which it was not, it had more views, more positive comments, and more thumbs up than their choice for best video, which I find extremely interesting. So the so-called worst video outperformed the so-called best. So I don't know what the judges were doing there, but, like I said, it's all subjective. A lot of things can make a bad video. An author, a client who feels like they have to have every single point of the book in the video can actually ruin it for the reader. A video that's too long, the sound is bad, a video with terrible pacing or terrible script. There's just a lot of things that can happen that can make it bad. If you Google worst book trailer, you may find a site called geekosystem.com. And they went and chose from the Mobey finalists, and they chose very differently for what they thought was the worst. As a matter of fact, mine didn't even make their top five as the worst, and I found that very interesting. Go check it out and tell me what you think. We all have an opinion about what's the worst, so take a look and tell me what you think is awful. That's it for now. Our show is book trailer reviews, and it's over, but I invite you to come back next week and join the fun. In the meantime, you can see more book trailers at youtube.com/booktrailers, or you can Google book trailer community on Ning and come join us over there, especially if you're making them. I'd love to see that and have you participate. Stop by readersentertainment.com tomorrow to catch the blog that will accompany the podcast, and definitely leave your opinion. I want to hear it. This is Sheila Clover English saying, seen any good books lately?